Everybody. So we left off on Friday, really right smack in the middle of a very, very complicated, intricate sugya. Let's try to get ourselves a bearings back into it and be able to move on in terms of this very, very lumdish shas kind of sugya we started off last week. So we were discussing the principle of kavua. So the original principle of kavua was, I can't say simple to understand, but fairly straightforward in the sense of that a person walked into a store and now walks out and can't remember whether he went into the kosher store or the trefa store, even though technically, numerically, there was a rov. It doesn't matter. The Torah says that rov doesn't apply under these circumstances. And kol kavua kemechza mechza don. This was in direct contrast to when an item was pirish min hakavua. Let's say I had 10 stores and now a piece of meat found its way onto the floor. And now the latest asafik begins not in the stores, not in the makom kavua, but the latest asafik begins in a makom shapiresh. So that's fine. That's okay. That's the regular principle of rov. Those were chayk lo yaver. That's the din. That's the asakosav. Those are dinim deraisa. Even though, again, as we discussed a little bit last week, are the statistics really different? Are they same? It doesn't matter for our purposes right now. The bottom line is that when we apply the rules of kavua, we have a problem. You can't rely on rov. When kavua breaks down because of piresh, then it would be okay. So all the Rishonim bother with the question, how does this whole background of kavua play out in terms of Hilchos Bitl B'Tarovas? I think we've discussed many, many times already that there is a notion of Bitl B'Rov. We know our famous cases of the three salamis, women at Torah, the two kosher salamis, one trefah salami, the trefah salami is Bitl B'Rov. The question is, how could it be Bitl B'Rov? Is in every case of Bitl B'Rov an automatic violation of kavua? Because the three salamis are kavua b'mkomo. I'm walking over to the salamis and taking one of the salamis. Isn't that a flagrant violation of the principle of kavua? And rov shouldn't apply. That was the question that all the Rishonim were bothered with. So we saw last week that there were two fundamentally different approaches to this topic. One was Tosfos, one was the Rashba. So Tosfos writes in a few places that kavua, by definition, has to have certain conditions to be met. One of the conditions of kavua, it has to be nikar ha'isser, the kavua b'mkomo. It's not enough simply that the Isser is stationary, but the Isser has to be recognizable and stationary. And as such, if it's not recognizable, if you can't see it, you can't point to which one it is, that by definition is not called kavua. So therefore, every tarobes by definition falls short. Because every tarobes that we're talking about is obviously a situation where it's not nikar. If it would be nikar, then it would be nothing to discuss. So obviously it's not nikar b'mkomo. And even though it's not nikar, once it's not nikar b'mkomo, then mainly you didn't get the first base. You didn't meet the conditions to apply the din of kavua. So it's a roundabout question. You can't ask the question, why isn't every bitl b'rov a violation of kavua? Because it didn't meet the conditions of kavua. One of the conditions being an isser hayadua of a nikar b'mkomo. But the Rashba said that's not the solution. It's not the lack of nikar that's the engine that's undermining kavua here. The engine undermining kavua, says the Rashba, is bitl b'rov itself kicks in first. And once bitl b'rov kicks in, the nature of bitl b'rov is such that it's isser's kamandalesa. We already know this, especially according to the Rash. Other Rishonim say you can eat all three pieces, the raisa, they eat the rabbanan. It means bitl b'rov doesn't mean that the isser is still here. Bitl b'rov means that the isser is kaman d'leisa dami. That's what the Rashba said. Once you declare bitl b'rov, what kind of kavua? Kavua means, oh yeah, yeah, you never have to be chayshish for the miyot, even though it's 1 in 10, but since it's here, I have to be concerned about it. It's not here. It doesn't exist. It's bitl itself that undermines the principle of applying kavua. That was the Rashba, as you say. So Bein Lefi Tais, Bein Lerash, we end up in the same place. The lumdus is very different, but lamais it's the same. Everybody agrees that you're dealing with the tarobes, so kavua really doesn't make much sense. But we raised the question at the very end of the shiur on Friday, the question that's posed by Rabbi Chanan Wasserman. Rabbi Chanan raised the following question. He says that what's the lumdus of kavua? When the Torah says you don't rely on rov when you have a situation of kavua, l'choros, says Rabbi Chanan, what the lumdus is that the Torah is telling us that this is not a rov, that the statistics are just not adding up, the numbers are not adding up. And even though, according to the statisticians, 9 stores, I counted 9 stores, I got 1 store, so isn't it 9 to 1? No. The Torah teaches you, reteaches you how to do math. It's a new world of math. It's like my younger kids are learning math in fifth, sixth grade. The core, I don't know what they're up to in terms of education, the core curriculum. So they were doing math in ways I never heard of. I couldn't help them with fifth grade math because the whole math system was revamped. I needed my older kids who had an inkling of what some of the newer terms are all about. So this is a terrific way of doing math, that this is not a rove. There is no rove. Rove, just that you think you have 90%? No, you don't. This is not called the rove. Is that the pshat? If that's the pshat, said Rav Yochanan, then we're in a big problem. Because according to the Rashba, what enables you to ignore kavua netarobes is because you have a bitl barov. But you don't have a bitl barov because the Torah says this is not called a rov. Bishlama, according to Tosus, who says that the engine that's undermining the application of kavua is the fact that it's not nikar. If it's not nikar is a mitziah statement, either yeh nikar or nish nikar. I see it or don't see it. So in the case of the tarobas, in the case of the salamis, I can't discern which salami is which. So it's not nikar. Once it's not nikar, memela, I'm missing a condition to apply kavua. Memela, kavua is not relevant. But according to the Rashba, it's not the not nikar part that's undermining kavua. What's undermining kavua is the fact that it's bottle berov. I can't even make that statement with a straight face. I can't say bottle berov because nishkin rov. The Torah says this is nishkin rov. The Torah says this is not a rov because the statistics are not. This is I'm doing the wrong numbers. I'm not doing math. So if you learn that the chiddush ha-Torah of kavua is that the rov doesn't exist, and the Rashi is caught in a circle, because once you tell me that the Torah is mechadish, the rov is command delays, it doesn't exist. If the rov doesn't exist, then there's no bit of a rov. If there's no bit of a rov, then the issue is not command delays, dummy. If this is not command the list of them, then you might have a problem with kavua. That was Rabbi Chanan's kasha. So, comes Rabbi Chanan, and to solve this problem, he raises another question, a different question. Let's take a look at the seventh of the Ramah Kavus. V'hinei, Chavi Shirim Chalik Bey, seventh of the Ramah Kavus, V'hinei, kasha lo nach dine de kavua ki mechza mechza dami. The very nature of this din of kavua is very problematic. The lechora niraperusha, it would appear that the understanding of kavua means the gzeres akosavi shenidon bedvar makvuim al arov kiilu eino b'mitzius. That's the spell we just suggested. That at first glance, the chiddush ha-Torah of kavua is that in mitzius I don't have a rov. The numbers just don't add up. V'mk abazon. If that's true, says Rav Yochanan, that the nature of kavua is that the rov is ainu b'mitzius. Heichim eshkachas alach dina to call the parish ruba parish. What does called the parish mean? I have my 10 stores and I find the piece of meat on the floor. So the Brisa says, for sure you'll not eat it. That's not a shayla. Why? Because I can assume that it came from the rov. Wait a second, says Rabbi Chanan. Stop, hold the phone. What do you mean you can assume it came from the rov? The mihinami the osachaticha shapirsha leka ladin kavua. Even though it's true vis-a-vis the piece itself, the piece is not kavua because the piece was on the move. The piece separated, the chaticha separated from the stores that are kavuim. But aval chatichas and isharos kavus b'mkomen. The donus l'gavi atzvan kilei mechza mechza. But the stores are still kavua, so the original source of the problem is still kavua. V'imkei gav osar chaticha shapirsha lo pirsha ben arav alo mechza. How could you ever be matra and piresh? Why do you say it's piresh from where? It's piresh from not a rov. Because since the Torah is mechadish to me, that every time you have a situation of kavua, it's kemechza mechza, the stores klapi atzman, the stores vis-a-vis themselves, are kavua. So now when you do your math and say, gee, I have a piece of meat on the floor, I want to know, what are the odds that it came from a kosher store? The answer is 50-50. So the guy says to me, what are you joking, Rabbi? It's 90-10. No, it's not. Because you don't know how to do Torah math. You're doing third grade math. I'm doing Torah math. Torah's math of kavua means that anything that is kavua is automatically, the rov is canceled, and it's viewed as an automatic 50-50. So even pirei should be a problem. So this undermines, our lomdus, says Rabbi Chanan, undermines the very institution of pirei. So Rabbi Chanan, we now have Rabbi Chanan's kasha and our kasha. So our kasha was, according to the Rashba, How could you ever have, how could you ever have Bittul Barov? The only matter of Bittul Barov was the fact that the, when you have a rov, it's commanded Leisadami, but when you have Kavua, you don't have commanded Leisadami. That was our kasha. And now Rabbi Chanan's kasha, how could you ever taste a Piresh? You invite this to love Kavua. So what's the answer to these questions? So the answer is very partial. That our basic fundamental yisod, that when you have Kavua, the math doesn't add up, is not correct. That is not the correct lomdus of Kavua. What does that mean? So the second line from the bottom, the Tiritzli, this is what I mentioned on Friday, we'll have the answer from Ramosha Salvation. Tiritzli Yedidi HaBochor HaChor HaShonon Mar Moshe Ben Rav Gorn Rav Chaim HaLevi Salvation. He said, the young boy, very sharp, sharp lomdus, he wasn't a Rav yet, he was Mar, he was a Yeshiva Bochor, Rav Moshe, the son of Rav Chaim. Chaim had already passed away. So I can only date this, that this is taking place sometime after 1917, that Reb Chaim was nifter in 1917. Again, I don't know when this Shibbol Torah was told to Reb Chaim. I just said when this was written down, Reb Chaim had already passed away. So I have to do the math. I don't know, 1917, Reb Salavitcher was not such a young boy anymore. He was he came to America already in the late 20s, if I'm not mistaken. You have to go back to the early white history books to see exactly when he came. So I can't date everything here perfectly, but apparently when this answer was given, he was still rather young. He was not yet really a rav. He was still say Shiva Bacha. So comes Rabbi Chana quotes in every Moshe Salvation the following: the had the kavua kemechta mechta dami perusho. You want to know what kavua means? It means as follows: the beiser kavua loy mahani ruba. That's the punchline. That vis-a-vis iser kavua, we're not allowed to rely on Rov. I didn't say Rov doesn't exist. Math doesn't change. Math is determined by the mathematicians, not by the halacha. Math exists. It's a 90-10 ratio. The percents are still, the numbers are still in your favor. The halacha says, vis-a-vis isurim kavuim, you cannot rely on Rov. The Torah does not say, this is not a Rov altogether. What do we accomplish with this? So Moshe continues. So first he gives you a mashal. Where do we find in halacha that a rov exists, but it can't be used? The famous principle of the Kama of the Basra, when you have a shayla didi mamanis, you can't follow a rov. The ein perusha sharov nidon kilo eino. That doesn't mean the rov doesn't exist. The rov doesn't exist. Of course the rov exists. Rov means rov is there, but Rov fails us because of other concerns, either because of concerns of Mukhsa, whatever the longness of Enoch HaMamlech Rov is all about. But the word is that, not that Rov doesn't exist. Rov exists, B'chol Tokev. It's just the Torah stopping, the Torah holding my hands and saying, nope, you can't rely on it. Hachina B'sikavu, says the Baal Shem HaMashiach. Same is true when it comes to Vu. Avdika Rov, of course, is a Rov. Because there is a Kosovu, B'shalom Nisbach Alav, Im Anudonin Aldava Kavua. The Gezeres HaKosov of Kavua means that the rov exists, but you're not allowed to rely on it. But when did the Torah say you're not allowed to rely on it? Vis-a-vis the Davar Kavua. You want to rely on that same rov that you just rejected a second ago, vis-a-vis other things? It's perfectly okay. What are the other things? Piresh. So here you have, it's the same numbers. Statistically, yeah, Mr. Brezda, I got to ask you Mechil again for my phrase, but statistically it doesn't make any sense. That's what my ship is to be saying. That what we're doing is a halachic tightrope. That we're looking at the rove and we're saying, making the following statement. This rove statistically still exists, but halachically it's not usable. When is it not usable? It's not usable vis-a-vis situations of kavua, vis-a-vis situations of parish, because it's the same rove, it's the same numbers, the same statistics as Ramesha, and it doesn't matter. That Kolzman, I want to be down on a suffix, legabe, the stores. So when the rabbi walked into a store, that's a suffix vis-a-vis a davar kavua b'mkoymo. That's exists because of Rov doesn't work. But I want to take the exact same 90%, the same statistics a minute ago I just rejected, and bring them back to life vis-a-vis Pirish. That's fine. That's not a problem. Because since the nature of kavua is not that we are redoing the math, rather the nature of kavua is that we're not applying the pre-existing math. We're not applying it to Kavua, but we are allowed to apply it to Piresh. So it says Rav Moshe in the second line for the top, Zer Sukosavi, Then Rav does work. I think that the next question of David is of a different pichocham chen, something like that, which means he's giving his approval to that pishtachotar. And Rav Chanan gives Rav Meisha Levitch the greatest compliment possible. He says that his father, Rav Chaim, agreed to this. Rav Chanan was one of the Tamid of Rav Chaim. So Rav Chanan met several bags of Talmud of Chovetz Chaim, Rav Chaim, but Rav Chaim gave the nod to this pshat. So that's it. That's Emes Levitch. So now, says Rav Chanan, now that I have the shtickle Torah from Meisha Levitch, I'm going to give you a proof. I'm going to give you a raya to this pshat. And that's what's going to come back to our sugya. Benuli Raya Lazes, says the Rabbi Chana now. He says, I'm going to bring a Raya to Rabbi Meisha's chat. Midivere Rashba, Bichdush, Lepregid, and Noshe, from the Rashba, known on the Rashba in our sugya. Shehikshim is Elishayna, the Rashba, Frekta Kasha, Avim Toymar, came with the Issa Ma'ura Behet there, I'm going to make Kavua. Heich Mishkach, is this a little bereit? The Issa Kavua Kavach to Mechta Domi. So the Rashba's famous Kasha. How can you ever have a little bereit? It's always Kavua. Shlomo, the Rashi says, no. The law of Minun Hachi Yelam is a Choshen about the Bechol is a bottle, that's the punch of the Rashba. Whenever this was bottle, the law of Minun Kavua, why that bottle? I can't show you, because it's bottle. Which we added on to say, it's bottle, it's Kamandalesa, it's an epic news head, it doesn't exist. What doesn't exist, it cannot, you cannot say Kavua on something that doesn't exist. Because of Aran, Shem, etc. Umavuam and Divrayim, it's clear from these Rishayim, from the Rashba and Aran, unlike Tosfos, Rashba's view is that you could theoretically have had kavua by something that's not nikar. Just the fact that it's not nikar is not a recipe for non kavua. Ella zokt Rashba, the heicha de shayich bittul ein lema kavua. It's bittul is the engine. Kevich isn't as bata beroy in kedin kedis the kavua like we said. Uluchura luchayu tamur meoid says Rabbi Chanan. It's a pella at this rash, but the question that we ask, namely, the kevah that was done with kavua kilein gan rov, doesn't kavua mean there's no rov? You put the chicken before the egg. That means, well, the egg before the chicken, what you're doing it backwards. Says with Bachana, once we have kavua, you can't hech his bachel barov, like, well, there is no rov. If there's no rov, when you tell me your story that it's bachel barov, therefore there's no kavua. The other way, if there's no rov, then there's no bittul. Of a now Micha says Rebbe Chana, according to Meish Salbech Shtikuter, it's perfect. The Biyamis Gambi is a kavua ikaruba. There is a rove. The Torah never said there's no rove. Avad there's a rove. The statistics exist. Ella the Chiddush at Torah the Mahani din called the Parish Ruba Parish Kavua. The Torah is only the Chiddush that the Parish of called the Parish Ruba Parish doesn't apply when it's kavua. But then Bittul Shal Mahani Bittul a different word. The Torah never said Bittul doesn't work. I have a robe. I want to use the robe for Dini Mammon. It's like, yeah, I want to use it for Isvet, I can. It's the same robe. Right. The Torah, Peshal Spehita, the Torah is the one which gave us the parish of robe. Eim l'chal abol chedushay. Robe can only be used when it meets the Torah's permissibility to use it. One of the things the Torah ties my hands and says, I can't apply robe when it's kavua. Good. I can't apply robe vis-a-vis the kavua. But I can apply bittul b'rov. I can't apply rov to be matir for me to walk into the store and then to come out and tell me hocus pocus now the meat is kosher. That's the Torah says you can't do. Bittul b'rov was never included in that chiddush of kavua. And since bittul b'rov wasn't included, I fall back on the regular statistics. The statistics still point in the direction of rov. I have a rov. Once I have a bittul b'rov, the Isra's command the leis adami. Isra's command the leis adami. Maybe there's no kavua. So we just entered into a world of like the most heavy duty lomdish, a depth of lomdish. Of the world of Rav Chaim, Rav Shalbeitchik, Rav Chanan, all through the Yash of this Yisoid, what Kavua is, that Kavua does not mean the numbers don't add up. Kavua means the halacha doesn't permit you to use the numbers that do add up. That's what Kavua is all about. And that explains these two phenomena. It's why you can have Bittul Barov, even though you lechora have a Kavua. And number two, why you can say Piresh, called the Parish Ruba Parish, even though Gabi, the source of that period, should still bite the Kavua. Both of those are okay because both of those are not included in the exact cause of Kavua because the numbers still are there. The numbers are still real. The numbers are still helping you. The numbers are still creating roads. It's just that when you meet that very, very small window, this very small box of Kavua, then your hands are tied. So this is the aside that emanates from us. So by side, let's take now Kavua to the next level. And let's once again go back to that contrast between Kavua versus Piresh. So remember the original way the Sugya originally started with the famous Bryce of the 10 stores. And by 10 stores on West Englewood Avenue, I walk into one of them, not paying attention, walk out, scratching my head, can't remember, was it Chickies, was it Dougie's, was it Humble Toast, was it the Caribbean Trafer store? Can't remember. But if I find a piece of meat on the floor, so then, oh, Baruch Hashem, there's no Kavua here, called the Parsh Ruv Parsh, and it's at the Gomer, I'm allowed to eat the meat. Pasha's advarim is, I'm allowed to eat it. Mamish mamish allowed, it's mutler. Mamish mamish mutter to eat it. You might have some technical issues, what's called boshesh and salam and ayin. If meat was unattended, that's a different problem. We're leaving out all those intricacies of the seventh bag of chulin. The bottom line is that piresh is mutter. That seems to be the absolute piresh is mutter. There's nothing at all to worry about. The problem is that there is a gemara that we just barely scratched the surface of earlier on last week in Masechet Zvachim. We have to now go back to and see that Piresh is not as simple as we thought it was. We thought that Kavua is Kavua, Piresh is Piresh, Kavua is also Piresh is Mutter. We thought Shalom Yisrael, not so fast. Let's go back to the third of the Mamakamas again. So the third of the Mamakamas is the Sugya in Mishnah Masechet Zvachim. I have 1,000 animals, all ready to be brought as a korban. And one of the animals gets mixed in, a chatas amesa. That chatas, that some technical reason, is no longer valid to be brought as a korban, is not subject to the dinim of pidyon. It's halacha moshe m'Sinai that basically it has to die. There's nothing that can be done to rectify this chatas. It can never be used, never be shechted, never brought as a korban. It's worthless. Obishua nisko, an animal that there was a gemar din to kill it because it killed the person. So it's also vayter. It's never going to be able to be rectified. It's also banol, the alavod, finished. End of the story. So now the problem is I have 1,000 kosher animals and one puzzle animal. And what do? So the Mishnah says, Tafloch, Afilachas, Beribo, Yavusukula. Even if it's 1 to 10,000, it doesn't matter. All the animals have to be discarded. They all have to die because none of the animals could ever be used. So Mara, and the fourth of the Ramakom said, why not? Why don't we say it's Batel Berov? So the Gemara finally concludes in the fourth of the Mamakomos, Bali Chaim Cheshiv Lo Batle. You cannot apply Batel Berov because animals are Choshev, even though there's only a Chumah mid the Rabbanon. But mid the Rabbanon, once we say that a Dabba Choshev is not Batel, there are different opinions as to what constitutes a Dabba Choshev, but Bali Chaim are one of those things that do qualify as a Dabba Choshev. So Mamela, the animal that's the quote-unquote treif animal, the Asa, the Shoah Niskal, or the Chalat Mesa, is not Batel. So I cannot apply the rule of Batel Berov, so I'm stuck. So we ask the Gemara, forget about Batel Berov. Why don't we just say the simple? Why don't we just say, call the parish, move the parish? Instead of just looking at this tarot and say, everything's great, everything's hunky-do, everything's Batel, it's like three salamis. No, forget the three salami, Marshal. The Bechosh is not Batel. Why don't we simply say, call the parish, move the parish? Call the parish, move the parish applies even to Dvarim Chashuvim. Let's say the case of the stores. If I find a very expensive steak on the floor, it's also mutter. That's not called the Dovah Choshev, not Batel. Called the Parsh, but Parsh is not Bittel. There's no Tarovas between the stores. This is kosher, 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 treif, kosher, 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 treif. And now I have a piece of meat on the floor. There's no Tarovas here. Dovah Choshev is a Meneya, prevents Tarovas of being Kal. But when I'm not going down the root of Tarovas, there's no mixture. I'm going down the simple numbers of statistics called the Parsh Buba Parish. Even by Dvarim Chashuvim, you could say called the Parsh Buba Parish. So we ask the Gemara, true, that Bittel Barov, the way it is now, the way this mixture looks, all the animals in the barn together, Bittel Barov is not going to save the day because the Bechasha is not Bottle. So let's turn it around and ask a different question. Why don't we say called the Parsh Buba Parish? Let one of the animals leave the mixture. And then we say, oh, it's separated, not the mixture, whatever it is. It left this tarobas that failed us because of the Bechashuv. Let one of these animals leave the tarobas. And now I won't wear the hat of tarobas to be matrid. I'll wear the hat of called the parash, but the parash to be matrid. What's wrong with that? The Gemara says, the nimshuch v'nikru chad binayo. Let's walk over to the mixture, grab that one animal, the name of called the parash, but the parash, and just hide behind called the parash. The Gemara says, what? Are you kidding? You know, in the text of the Gemara, there are no punctuation marks. But in the Bar Ilan, so they already put question marks in. So this is a good question. Nimshuch? It's like, hey, buddy, I'm crazy. How are you talking? You just meant to say you're going to walk over to the barn and take one of the animals out and bring it to the Beis HaMikdash? That's absurd. What kind of kol deparash is that? It's classic kavua. The animal's not coming to you. You're going to the animal. You can't do that. If you're going to the animal and yanking it out, that's called kol deparsh. That's called kol kavua kemechta mechta dummy. That's going to fail you as well. So now you're 0 for 2. You failed in Hilchos Bittel because the Bechashav in a bottle. You failed in Hilchos kol deparsh because you didn't have kol deparsh. You had kol kavua. The Gemara says, no, you misunderstood the question. Ela nechbashinu denai David ain't kol deparsh reparsh. The Gemara never meant to say that I should walk into the barn and I should go and grab an animal and walk out with it in defiance of the rules of Kavua. That wasn't the kasha. The kasha was, I should make the animals do a dance. I should make the animals jump around. I'll play some loud music in the barn, open up the door and get the animals to go a little stir crazy, and they'll start to come out by themselves. Oh, nechbashinu denai, they throw something at them, get them to move around, and that'll break up the Kavua part. The name called the parish, and then I can say, "Oh, Baruch Hashem, called the parish with a parish." What's wrong with that? So the Gemara says at the end of the fourth and Rambam covers Elam Arav Mishum Kavua. No, you can't do that either because that's also Kavua. Why is that Kavua? The Gemara doesn't make any sense. The Gemara said, "Let's walk in and grab from the Machom Akvias when the animals are standing in formation. Each animal standing at attention." So the Gemara says, "Let's walk over and yank out an animal." No, Kavua. The Gemara says, okay, let's break up the Kavua and get the animals to jump around and dance around, and they'll be Pirish Me'atzmo. He says, no, you can't do that because of Kavua. What does that mean? The Gemara just said that's not Kavua. So Rashi explains on the spot. Elam Arav, Rashi apparently had another word in the gears that we don't have, Gezeira Mishum Kavua. What the Gemara meant was, Dilma Osi Lememshech Olamez Binu Chad Chad Kilo Naide, Davle Kavua Puah Bechtem Etzadami, the Lake Lemesach Lememru Lemru Park. Says Rashi, you're right. The Ikra Din, you really can get the animals to dance and then take one. Why? Because the only time Kavua really applies, as the word, what is Kavua? Keva. But it's stationary. The stores are stationary. When the animals are standing in attention, they're standing in place to walk over to an animal that's not moving and yank it away from its friends, that's called a violation of Kavua. But if you can figure out a kunt to get the animals to dance around, it's not going to have Kavua anymore. So why doesn't the Mishnah permit that? That's called Gezeira Shem Yikach Mena Kavua. Because it's such a fine line. I'm going to tell a guy, the animal's stationary, so then it's also. It's also midaraisa. The animal's moving around, then it's okay. The next thing you know is, today you'll take it from a moving animal. Well, next week you'll take it from a stationary animal. People are not going to be figuring this out. People aren't going to chop. So this is the new din derabanan. We've never yet seen this din derabanan called Gezeira Shemigech Mina Kavua. Now, although Mina Torah Kavua does not apply, but it's Piresh. And animals dancing is a valid piresh min haTorah, but the Rabbanan will make a gezeira shemikach min haKavua. Come the Rishonim, the Tosfos and the Rashba, and say, wait a second, this gezeira tucked away in Zvachim, that Ein Gimel, a sugya tucked away in the eighth paragraph of Masechet Zvachim, can undermine the entire braisa about piresh, the entire din called the Baruch Hu Baruch. What did the braisa say? When you walk into the stores and you walk out and you're not sure, that's Kavua Deraisa. But it's Piresh, it's Mutl Chatchila. You're walking in the street and you find a piece of meat on the ground, it's Mutl Chatchila. Frek the Rashba, what do you think is Mutl Chatchila? Take a look at the ninth of the Ramah Kamas. Ask the Rashba and Chulin, Biyam Taimar, Ba'afilu Piresh, and I should really like. Why does the bride say Piresh is good? Why don't we say we should be concerned with the Rabban and you may come to take Mina Kavua? And we have a precedent for that gezeiruch. It's not bizvachim. Because bizvachim is arbeim shor niskol achtas amesis. We don't bide musukul. Rekshin and also the Gemara there ask b'nech b'shinu move them around. Kechin and Adin, they should be jumping around. The name called the Rashi Rupash. Mishal gezeir. Rashi also apparently had the girsa or gezeira, or the Rashi just understood to put that word in because that's the pshat in the Gemara. When Rava said b'shem kavud means gezeir mina kavua. So frek the Rashi b'kasha says I don't understand. If the Gemara's conclusion in Zvachim is correct, that there is a Gezeira Midrabanan not to rely on Piresh, that's what the Mishnah says. That's what the Gemara says. Don't rely on Piresh Midrabanan. Gezeira you may come to take from Kavua. And Gezeira should be equally true in every case of Piresh. Manishtana, the case of the Zvachim, and the case of the stores. The Tirich Rizal, the Re gave the following teretz. The Hasam Het of Issam Uravin Zebazeh, the Isharis Levish of Piresh, Asim Mishkam and a Kavua came in the Emakom and Nikah. About Hocha Shemakam is a Noid of a Nikah Lachashina and Labershia Skin and Shikhman Asabo. Says the Re, it's a very simple, almost psychological answer. Says the Re, both cases, in Zvachar of the animals, when the animals are stationary, is Kavua, and the stores are Kavua. They're both Kavua. There's a big difference between the two. In the case of the stores, the Isser is Nika Bimkoma, literally, physically Nika Bimkoma. In the case of the animals are not Nikar Bimkoma. And in fact, according to Tosos, they're not even Kavua Diraisa because they're not Nika Bimkoma. The only reason why we make believe that there's Kavua Derabanan here, as we said last week, is even though it's not Nika, why is there Kavua? Because once Chazal say it's not Botel, so we treat it like being Nika. It's a make-believe Nika. It's a make-believe Kavua Midirabanan. It's not real Kavua. Kavua Diraisa, according to Tosos, requires the Issa to be Kavua Bimkoma, V'Nika Bimkoma. An animal, apidin min haTorah, is not Nikum Kavir. Yes, Moshe Rabbeinu, is the case of the animals in Tzvachim Kavur? The answer is no, it's not Kavur at all. It's Bechlan not Kavur min haTorah, because it's not Nikum Kavur. But the Rabbanon will make you believe that's Nikum Kavur, because it's the Dover Choshev, so we have to say, Nebuch, it's Nikum Kavur. Says the Ri, this Gezerah the Rabbanon, think about this Gezerah for a minute. What are you afraid of? You're afraid, oh, it's Pireish, and next thing you know is you're going to take from the Yisra Kavua. Really? We're afraid of the following. I find a piece of meat on the floor in West Englewood. So Minat Torah, it's mutter because it's called the Parshu of Barish. No, let's make a new Chumah Derban. Listen to this Gzeirah Derban. Don't eat the meat on the floor, because there you're going to go shop, you're going to go into the store of the Caribbean store. Who, what from person, we're talking to from people. If the guy's not from, he's not asking the Shaila. What Shema Torah mitzvahs do we have to be worried about? Don't eat a piece of meat that's Piresh, because there you're going to go shop in the Caribbean store. Who's going to do that? But in the case of the animals, if we let you use the animal that was pireish, that we initiated, we got the pireish, what's going to happen next time, you're going to go to the animals that's kavua, and you're not going to realize that it's a problem. You know why? Because it's not going to mean, you don't even see the treif animal. You don't see the posel animal, because it's all mixed up together. Now, truth to be told, you're not allowed to go to those animals and take one, because that's kavua midirabanan, because Chazal extended the nidiv kavua. Since it's a davar choshev, it's not bottles, it's kavua midrabanan. But since there's a real concern that you may come to take mina kavua, therefore Chazal made a gezeira by kirei shem ikach mina kavua. It says the reader never made that gezeira by kavua that's nika, because there's nothing to be worried about. Who's meshugan is going to go into a treifa store? So it comes out a complete flip. Mamish v'nafechu mina mizuchum ma'ariv. According to the Ri, according to Tosfos, according to this Rashba, what a taken kavua is in the following sense. In order to be kavua diaraisa, it has to be nika bimkomo. It has to be like the case, like the scenario of the stores. Kavua derabanan, by definition, means it's not nika bimkomo, but it's in a bottle. It's a davar choshev, so it's a make-believe nika bimkomo. So kavua diaraisa stores, kavua derabanan for the animals in Zvachim. I would have thought that we should be more machmir with kavua deraisas than we are with the rabbanans. No pun intended, the stakes are much higher. The concerns are greater. Here the Rashba says the opposite is true. Here the Ri says the opposite is true. By kavua deraisa, there's no need to make a gezeira shenikum chana kavua, because no one's going to do that. No meshugan, no from person is going to go into a trefa store and buy meat lechatchila. So by kavua deraisa, because it's so bad, therefore there's no need for a gezeira. Like kavua d'rabbanan, which is not the fira osin adam, not so bad. It's not so bad, because it's really not nikar. So something which is a kavua d'rabbanan needs a greater chizuk, because kavua d'rabbanan, there's a real concern, a real fear, you may come and take mina kavua. So if I ask you, at the end of the day, is there a gezeira shem yichu with a kavua or not? So the answer is, depends what kind of kavua you're talking about. If you're kavua, talking about a kavua that's nikar isim komo, that's a deraisa nika kavua, then the answer is no, then there's nothing to worry about. Then there's no gezeira shemikavua kavua. If you're dealing with a derabbanan dika kavua of balechayim chashuvim, of zvachim, and sarbu, etc., then there's cause for concern, then there's an alarm, gezeira shemikavua kavua. This is a yesod, they yesod this from the Ri, the Rashba, that this gezeira shemikach applies sometimes, but not other times, but it's mamish, it's the exact opposite of what I would have intuitively thought. I would have thought the rice is more chomer, the derabbanan is more kal, the exact opposite is true. Hopefully, Mir Hashem, tomorrow we have to pick up on this Chiddush Gadol of the Ri and see how other Rishonim, particularly other Balei Tosfos, did not accept this, had a different reading lagam, maybe that sugya Maseches Zvachim, and eventually come back to our sugya. Because again, we're learning this one little place in the second Chulin. That's how we got started in the first place about Kavua. So we have to now, once we identify this Ri, and we're going to see how it's from tomorrow, if we're a bit of time disagreed with the Ri, we have to go back to our Tosis and understand what our Tosis is all about, and then take the Sugya to a little bit further points as well. So again, it's a difficult Sugya. It's a very Shastika Sugya. It's a very, 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 very Lomdisha Sugya. But Hashem is chus to be able to spend these days. We have to go through the intricacies of one of the most difficult sugyas in Shas. Don't forget the Reb Chaim. With all the Reb Chaim, he still said he never quite understood it totally. We're trying our best as we can to try to understand the intricacies of the sugya. Okay. Have a good day. I'm going to follow the Tuesday night shiurim. So we all meet Hashem tonight at 9 o'clock.
Okay. Shavolovsky, I saw a Chidush Arim, which made me smile.
Yes.
He said on Bamidbar, so the first Rashi is that Hashem counts us because He loves us.
Yeah.
So Chidush Arim says He counts us because when Hashem counts us, it establishes us as a Davar Shebaminyan.
Oh, gewaldig!
No matter how small in population we are, a Davar Shebaminyan, a Filba Elef Lobato.
Wow, gewaldig! Okay, good. It's a Chassidish twist that Sugis. Gewaldig, good, beautiful. Okay, good. Have a good day.
See, Yeshikaya.
Thank you.